premier tournament tops your sports report this evening.
Yes, Kim, and joining us once again to tell us about that tournament from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening from Washington, David.
Good evening, Sonny, from a very wet Johannesburg.
First round action over the weekend in both the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup competitions. Let's begin with the Champions League, and how about the results?
Certainly, Sonny. We're now looking at the first round, second leg of the CAF Champions League, the premier African club competition. Al Ahly of Egypt, the holders, won. Young Africans of Tanzania, nil. A 1-1 tie on aggregate, and Ahly won 4-3 on penalties. Their namesakes, Al Ahly Benghazi of Libya, 2. Berekum Chelsea of Ghana, nil. But Benghazi win 3-1. Esperance of Tunisia, 5. Cor Mahia of Kenya, nil. Esperance win 8-2. Real Bamako of Mali, nil. And Yimba of Nigeria, 1. Bamako qualify on away goals after a 2-2 deadlock. Nzambi of DR Congo, 3. Astres Douala of Cameroon, nil. Nzambi qualify 4-1. Siwe San Pedro of Ivory Coast, 1. Barak Young Controllers of Liberia, nil. Siwe win 4-3. Sfaxien of Tunisia, 2. Dedabit of Ethiopia, nil. Sfaxien win 4-1. Raja Casablanca of Morocco, 1. Haroya of Guinea, nil. Haroya win 5-4 on penalties after a 1-1 tie. Cotton Sport of Cameroon, 5. Flambeau of Burundi, nil. Cotton Sport win 5-1. Asfa Yenenga of Burkina Faso, nil. Anton Satif of Algeria, nil. Satif win 5-0. Al Hilal of Sudan, 2. Stade Malien of Mali, nil. Hilal win 2-0. Primeiro Augusto of Angola, 2. Leopards of Congo, nil. Leopards win 4-3. Liga Mukalmana of Mozambique, nil. Kaiser Chiefs of South Africa, 3. Chiefs win 7-0. Vita of DR Congo, 1. Dynamos of Zimbabwe, nil. Vita win 1-0. Kappa Score of Angola, nil. Zamalek of Egypt, nil. Zamalek win 1-0. And finally, KCCA of Uganda, 1. Inkana of Zambia, 2. Inkana win 4-3.
Voice of America!
David, I know our many Voice of America listeners in Nigeria must be disappointed over that Enyimba result. Enyimba, former winners of this competition. Your thoughts?
Yes, indeed, Sonny. I mean, this is a double blow now for Nigeria because Kano Pillars went out in the preliminary round. They were eliminated 4-3 on aggregate by Vita of DR Congo. And now, most unexpectedly, Enyimba, known as the People's Elephant, they're also out on the scrap heap of the Champions League. It was a good second leg performance by Enyimba. And under normal circumstances, winning 1-0 away to Real Bamako would have been a very warmly received result. The only goal coming from Zaka on the stroke of halftime. But unfortunately, it was not enough. As we stressed on the show last week, Enyimba had to score at least twice. And although they pressed hard in the second half for that elusive second goal, it wasn't to be found. So a very bitter 1-0 victory for Enyimba because on the away goals rule, Bamako scored 2 away, Enyimba scored 1 away, so Real Bamako go through. When the tournament began, I was thinking, as usual, that Al Ahly, Esperance, and also Mazembe will probably be among the favourites, and I was thinking, who are going to be the side that could do what Orlando Pirates of South Africa did last year and make a big impression? And I kept thinking of Enyimba because it's some time now since they conquered Africa. They won the title in 2003, retained it in 2004, and subsequent to that, they've done quite well in the Premier Club competition. And I must say, I really did fancy that they would at least reach the final qualifying round when they would have been facing Esperance of Tunisia. But it's not to be. So a real double shock for Nigeria. Another shock, Sonny, is the fact that Raja Casablanca of Morocco also won't be featuring in the last 16 round of the Champions League. Now, they finished runners-up to Bayern Munich in the FIFA Club World Cup last December, and their players were hyper-confident that not only would they qualify against Hoya of Guinea, but they could go on to win the title itself. But they came unstuck. Like in Yimba, they also won 1-0, in this case at home in Casablanca. Aya Djur scoring just 3 minutes from time. So that left the sides level at 1-1 on aggregate. But in the penalty shootout, Hoya, the away team, did very well indeed. They emerged victorious by 5-4. Talking of penalty shootouts, Sonny, that's what Al Ahly of Egypt needed to stay in the competition themselves. Really tough times for some of the big names of African football at the moment. Young Africans of Tanzania took a 1-0 lead to the Mediterranean city of Alexandria, and they held Ahly scoreless for 71 minutes before Mauweb, a midfielder, scored his first ever goal in Africa. And what a perfectly timed one. And what a brilliant goal it was, too. A ricochet came to him on the edge of the box, and he hammered a ball with his left foot across the Tanzanian goalkeeper and into the far corner of the net. No further goals, so 1-1 at the end of 90 minutes on aggregate. And then each side converted their first three penalties and then missed their next two. So after the mandatory 10 penalties, it was 3-3. Then up stepped Ahly to score their fourth penalty. And then Sherif Ekrami, the Ahly goalkeeper, made a spectacular save from the next Tanzanian kick. So Ahly emerged victorious by 4-3. But clearly, Sonny, these days in Africa, reputations count for nothing. Raja out, Enyimba out, Asante Kotoko of Ghana out, Farah Bat of Morocco out. Yeah, it's not easy these days being a giant in African football because the minnows, they sense blood at every turn.
David, with the elimination of some of these giants in African club football and the completion of the first round proper, who are the leading scorers in the CAF Champions League?
Well, the one consolation for young Africans is they still provide the leading scorer. That's Ngassa with 6 goals. With 5 goals, it's Aya Djur of Raja. But now the problem with both of those players is, of course, that their clubs have now been eliminated. So no further goals coming from either of them. And then on 4 goals, we've got Junini of Esperance and Masona of Chiefs. Now, these two players were the scorers of hat-tricks at the weekend. Knowledge Masona, he's a Zimbabwean. He scored a hat-trick for Kaizer Chiefs in Mozambique. And Janini scored a hat-trick for Esperance in a 5-0 hammering of Gorma here from Kenya in a match that was delayed until Monday because of torrential rain in Tunis. And then, Sonny, if we get down to 3 goals, we've got Bwalya and Kapamba, both from Nkana of Zambia. We've got Diawara and Sissoko from Stade Malien. We've got Ganze of Leopards of Congo. We've got Gwa from Enyimba of Nigeria. Nkata from Chiefs of South Africa. Odur from KCCA of Uganda. And a Zimbabwean playing in Libya, Edward Sadomba, who plays now for Al Ahly Benghazi. He's among those players on 3 goals. So it looks to me, Sonny, like an exciting contest looming. And I'm sure as time goes by, the leader in Ngassa and the second-placed Aya Djur will be overtaken by others.
Exciting contest looming in the CAF Champions League. David, what does the second-round draw look like?
Yes, Sonny, well, the first pairing is a really interesting one because it's Ahly against Ahly. It's Al Ahly Benghazi of Libya against Al Ahly Egypt, the defending champions who, of course, are seeking a record 3rd consecutive title this year. Then we've got Real Bamako, those giant killers. They've already knocked out 2 former champions in Far Rabat and Enyimba, and they'll be up against the mighty Esperance of Tunisia. Siwe San Pedro of Ivory Coast will play TP Mazembe of DR Congo. Hoya of Guinea, their reward for knocking out Raja Casablanca, is another tough tie against North African opposition. This time it will be CS Sfaxien of Tunisia. Anton Satif of Algeria play Cotton Spore of Cameroon. AC Leopard of Congo are up against Al Hilal of Sudan. Vita of DR Congo, a really spicy one against Kaizer Chiefs of South Africa. and Nkana of Zambia are up against Zamalek of Egypt. The first leg, Sonny, of those matches will be played on March 21, 22 and 23, and return matches just 1 week later, March 28, 29 and 30. And just to explain to all our VOA listeners, VOA! The winners qualify for the group stage of the Champions League, and the losers go into playoffs for the CAF Confederations Cup. So even the losers have still got a chance of African glory, albeit in the second-tier Confederation Cup competition.
And speaking of the Confederation Cup competition, our African football guru, David Legg, will take a look at that tournament later this week, right here on the Sunny Side of Sports.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Turning to African athletics, Kenya wants to stage a major international youth competition, as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Kenya is bidding to host the 2017 IWF World Youth Championships in the capital, Nairobi. Athletics Kenya head Isaiah Kiplagat told the local media, so far, Canadian cities of Montreal, Ottawa and Toronto are the only others bidding to stage the event. The Athletics World Governing Body, IWF, will name the successful candidate city in Monaco in November. Meanwhile, Ethiopians Gebo Burka and Amane Gobena carried the day in the men's and women's event at the Los Angeles Marathon in California State, USA.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Ouma of our Daybreak Africa radio show. Gebo Burka had a winning time of 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 37 seconds at the Los Angeles Marathon, while Amane Gobena made it an Ethiopian sweep by winning the women's title in 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 37 seconds. Speaking through an interpreter after the race, Amane said,